My name is Joe Curry, and welcome to Davin's Den Scams the Scammers. Millions of people fall prey to internet scammers every year. Among those are romance scammers who promise relationships and love, but instead take their money, their heart, and sometimes their life. These scammers have contacted Davin, Pip, and myself for the same reasons, but we scam them back. So join us for Davin's Den Scams the Scammers.
In this next Davin's Den Scams the Scammers, Davin's scammer Agnes claims that he looks like a hotcake. Hotcake? I mean, Davin proceeds to demand photos and wants to help with a cleaning job. So listen and enjoy.
Do you really want to lick me?
Yeah.
I go, you look delicious.
Yeah.
She goes, you look like a hotcake.
You turned into a pancake.
But no, but hold on. Remember.
She was all about the baked goods.
But remember the old one was? That's why I came up with the fucking bakery thing?
Yeah.
And then the one who I was dealing with had no idea what I was talking about? That's why I said last night, I go, I'm confused. Remember last week? I said, I think I'm not sure what's going on, but I can't tell you right now.
I know. Okay, because there was a whole thing about, wasn't there like cream-filled something or other?
That was
like,
me.
Oh, that was you. Okay, I can't remember what part they said, but there was a whole bakery theme.
No, she had like a whole bunch of baked goods. She even wanted to have a sex scene in the oven. I think she's a Nazi.
So I guess he had two different. I guess it's different people. But,
but
why would you want to do? But why would you want to do that on their end? You want somebody that knows the story. Why would you delegate?
Because I'm exhausting. That's why there's two of you here. One of you couldn't handle this shit.
That's a very good point.
It's the only type I make, sir.
Yeah, now you're a hotcake. I love
this. No, but my character is very exhausting.
Oh, yeah,
But as we've talked about off air, very realistic.
I could just I could just see the one guy, I'm going home. Don't worry, my friend. He does that to his own people. Does it to his own staff.
When the fuck did this African turn into a guy that takes the thing at the lottery ticket at the 7-Eleven? When did that happen, Joe?
They're exhausted.
I'll tell you what, if it's not a Bugs Bunny voice, show's lost.
Yeah.
It takes a team on two continents.
Yeah, really.
They're all exhausted.
They're all fucking networked in. Assholes on. All right, here we go.
Hey, kid, we're talking to them behind your back. We're exhausted. Yes, us too.
So I go, LOL, big capital LOL. She goes, yes, you are. I go, I love you. You make me laugh. And she does. I like this character.
This one
I could talk to a long
funny.
Time. This one I'm happy to talk to because it's fucking hilarious.
Me talk you long time.
Yes. I'm willing to play your reindeer games. Yeah. All right. She goes, I love you too. 3:37 a.m. our time, Wednesday morning.
Wow.
How are you doing?
You're up that early?
No, she's fucking writing to me.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And then later on that day, then in the afternoon, I write, respond, just working. How come I can't see you online? She's on a phone. So I go, oh, are you borrowing your friend's again, or is that yours? She goes, it belongs to my friend. Cool, snap a picture and send it to me, I say. Cool, stupid.
Yeah.
What outfit do you want?
Yeah, I know. What do you got?
She goes, I can't attach it on Facebook. I can connect to computer when I go to cafe. I meant email to my email address, which she could do from the phone. She goes, if you're going to go to the cafe, take a picture of you in front of the Samaritan Hotel. That would be cool. Now, remember, I was talking to my friend, and I've always been able to find, I can track a city that somebody is emailing me from. You can find out the IP address of the city. My friend, who deals with these scammers much more than I do, and actually consoles the shattered.
Yeah.
She was able to get it down to the Samaritan Hotel.
Whoa.
Or a little cafe around there.
Wow.
Yeah. I go, that would be cool. She goes, why don't you wait when I go to cafe? I go, okay. That's why I said send a picture of you in front of the Samaritan Hotel. It is right by the cafe. She goes, I'm not there far from me. There are so many cafes around and can't pick a taxi. They don't have cash. Okay. I go, okay. I thought you were by there. Some old emails of yours were from there. Plus, I looked at that place when I came to town but did not stay there.
Oh, that's a nice detail.
She goes, oh, I went to a party there with my late husband. I go, hun, you sent me several emails from there. She goes, are you talking about the pics or what? Don't understand. I go, no, you sent me emails from the cafe by the hotel. She goes, I'm totally confused. I go, when you first started writing me, you sent me emails from the cafe by the Samaritan. That is the you used to talk to me at. That is the you who used to talk to me, isn't it?
Or was that somebody else on the team and you don't remember?
She goes, I'm lost. I'm not there. And now you said I wrote you from there. I go, never mind. Because I'm like, you know what? I'm not going to fuck
up.
I go, never mind. It's not worth trying to figure out. So what are you doing today? Nothing much. And have you been able to finish what your friend needed? Yeah, she's pleased. Have you started looking for a new job? I wrote some letters to some companies as a cleaner. Although I'd be very lucky to have you, let me know if you need a reference letter or something. I'm a nice guy.
Yeah.
Do you think my beauty will get me a job?
Yes, because they need beautiful girls scrubbing the toilets.
I do.
There's an app for that.
I go, so you think you're beautiful, do you? I go, kind of full of yourself, aren't you? LOL.
Yeah, you
yes,
it.
I did. Wow. I'm a dick in real life and fake. I go, well, I don't know what beauty has to do with cleaning unless they like seeing a nice bum when you bend over to take out the trash.
Well, yeah.
I think your work ethic and determination will play more of a role in you getting a job. Do you use your looks a lot to get what you want? She goes, you said they will be lucky to have me, and I asked you what you think my beauty will get me a job. I said, my opinion was based on your personality, not your looks. I work with beautiful women all the time. To me, the turn-on is somebody beautiful on the inside. Not really. I hate people. No. She goes, I guess you misunderstand me. I gotta go. I go, I guess, what'd you mean? Bummer. I guess I'll talk to you tomorrow. 1:33 a.m.
All over the place.
That's what I'm thinking. There's a fucking team.
Yeah.
Love you.
Hit and run.
10:16 a.m. I go, you were up early. Is everything okay, love? Friday, 12:51 a.m.
Wow.
She goes, how are you doing? I go, I'm good. Later on, I go, I'm good. I miss you, too. You've been up very early. Not used to seeing messages from you first thing in the morning. She goes, sometimes I can't go to the cafe. This is in the afternoon now, 4:55. Oh, so where are those messages from? My friend's phone when she is around. This is Friday, by the way. You hang around with your friends at 5 a.m.? She goes, I moved to her house now. I go, oh, wow. When did you move? 3 days ago. She travels sometimes. How come you didn't tell me? That's a big deal. I did not want to worry you with my problems. I'm sorry about that. I go, hun, I am always thinking of you. I want to know what is going on with you. Are you happy at your friend's house? I'm not happy, but when I ask you for help, you will think I'm only asking for money. That's why I did not want to talk about it. I go, that's not fair. How come you are not happy? She goes, I feel I'm depending on her, and I can't get to do things on my own. I ask for her phone. She sometimes helped me with Michael, that's her son, and now I'm in her apartment. I go, this will just be temporary till my money starts coming in, or you land a cleaning job. Which friend is this? The one who I use her phone. I meant, what is her name? Stupid. She goes, don't you know her? She goes, I go, did you tell me her name?
It's like, are we playing games? Well, yes, we
Gifty.
Are. Oh, we heard this name before.
I've never heard Gifty before.
Yeah,
Gifty.
I think so.
Gifty, like what she wants me to give her.
For more Devin's Den Scans the Scammers, search for Devin's Den on iHeartRadio.